Hello, loves. This is Ruthie Wren again. And I just wanted to do a little AMA / update on what kind of has happened for those that don't understand or don't know or kind of caught off guard or are new to me and have no idea what I'm talking about or what anybody's talking about when they bring up this ban or new username or glad you're back or whatever. So for those that didn't know, a couple of days before Christmas, I received a notice that my username that I had been permanently suspended, and it was due to content that broke policy revolving around sexualization of minors. I'm not the first voice or community member this has happened to in the last couple of months. As far as to why, I'm not 100% sure. There are a lot of theories and a lot of rumors going around as to why there has been a huge influx of these reports and bans and suspensions lately. I've kind of hinted at it and other people have. I'm not going to be dramatic and make a big deal out of it, but there is either a group or either inside of the community or outside of the community that have triggered either some sort of bot or a watchdog system for the tag that involves, for any tag that has age in it. The two audios out of my over 150 audios, two of mine had the no age tag, which followed the subreddit rules of Gone Wild Audio to just let listeners know that while the words daddy and things like that were used, and it said younger, older man, younger woman, no age implied that she was legal age. In the scripts themselves and the audios, it mentions not only is my character 18 years old, but also that she and or she is returning from college or visiting from college. So even though my pieces got reported, Reddit admins saw the no age, or their autobot who handles this saw the no age tag, and they took it as what we think, which those of us that have debated this, we think they see no age as in they're not of age automatically, and they just give the ban. So I received that. Once you receive that, you cannot comment, post, upvote, downvote, respond to messages. You can't do anything with your account. You are locked out. And it's not so much losing my username, although Ruthie Wren is my thing. Being locked out of my work that I have spent a lot of time and energy and passion and emotion and investment in over the last year has probably been what hit me the hardest. It's just, I still get notifications that my stuff is being commented on. And some of the comments are really upsetting to me because there's stuff like, where did she go? What's going on? You know, what's going on with Reddit? And it's just like, I can't respond. And it's like this big wild goose chase. And then on top of that, this community, I don't want to get like super vulnerable here and have this be like a 40-minute audio here, but this community can be fickle. The spotlight is fickle. I love my listeners because a lot of my listeners are so supportive and loyal. But this is the sort of community where today you are the top audio or the artist, you know, and then tomorrow you are bumped down a few roles or up a few roles. So because of that, it's always changing and stuff like that, which I don't mind so much because it moves so fast, you really can't take any stock in it. I just put out the content I love and enjoy. But because of that, I have had moments of, you know, nobody's going to care that I'm gone. nobody's going to kick up a fuss, you know. Maybe some people would prefer it if I left Gone Wild Audio or all of the audio community here on Reddit. And so it's been disheartening because I put so much of my heart and passion into all the content that I put out, to think that people would want me gone, to think that people wouldn't care or wouldn't remember me or would just move on easily, has probably been the second hardest part of it. People have assured me that's not true, but you know, we all say it's kind of like when you have hangups about your body, you know, you're like, oh, I'm ugly. And your friend will go, you're not ugly, you know, and stuff like that. You're not perfect, but you're not ugly and nobody else is. And yet they try to give you that pep talk and you're like, I know. But on the inside, you're kind of like, but I still feel ugly. So it's like that. I know people tell me I shouldn't worry about it, that I would be missed a lot, and that I put out a lot of very meaningful content for people, but I still am in inside like, yeah, well, if I was gone for 2 months, they'd forget me, you know. But anyways, that is what happened. I appealed. I've appealed a couple of times. I've tried to find other avenues, and I've written some other messages and tried to reach out about my options, because like I said, to be locked out of that work for 2 years means a lot of headache for me to rebuild. And I've already got so much on my plate, it's hard to find another time taker to divide into. So I'm taking applications for a PA. I've done that. But from what I've heard from other voices, a lot of them have received no response at all, and they still are banned. And they've been banned for weeks longer than I have. So I'm pretty sure that it's not going to be appealed. They don't even have to respond. When you send an appeal, you get a message that says they're not obligated to investigate. They are not obligated to lift the ban, and they are not obligated to even respond to your appeal. And then there's even another little message that says if you get rude and nasty and mean with them or harass them too much, that they can actually nuke your entire account, which means I wouldn't even be able to see, like, everything tied to Ruthie Run would permanently be gone. I wouldn't be a clickable link anymore, pretty much. Which, I don't know, maybe that would make the name available again. Anyways, that's for another day. So I wanted to continue to make content and to do my things. And in moving forward, I made this new username that I am now doing things under. So it is username Ruthie Run again. I giggle every time because to me it's funny, it rhymes, and it's kind of bold and brash. That being said, a couple of things have happened since I created this username. I have been reported on again, mostly for ban evasion. I don't know if anybody noticed the comments on my verification post. I like to be formal about things, so I have submitted verifications to different subreddits and requests to post there. I received reports that it was ban evasion. So apparently either people noticed I was banned and they wanted to know why I was allowed to come back, or perhaps it is people that originally reported on me. The theory is it could be the original group, or I have heard it could be people in the community that are jealous, that are trying to knock me back out before I get too much work done and kind of discourage me from trying harder. But I think at the end of the day, there was this famous writer that wrote a line in a love story once that said, "What's in a name?" And it's true. I love all of my listeners and I love what I do. And no username ban is going to stop me from doing it. It's just not. So they'll get tired, the bots will get tired, Reddit will shut down before I stop. I will always be somewhere, and if I move somewhere else, you guys will all know. So for now, I have Ruthie Run. I still have a lot of my stuff up. My Soundgasm still has everything. In case you're looking for a piece that you can't find, check my Soundgasm. I will be tying my master list to this. The only age content I had, like I said, those two pieces, I have actually deleted. I deleted them out of precautionary statements. Thank you, GWA Mods, for trying to help me and looking out for me. It's not their fault. They didn't do anything. I followed the rules. They're following the rules, and the rules changed and or it didn't matter. So they tried to help me out. They've tried to help everybody out. So don't be mean to the mods. They're doing the best. Remember, we're all doing this in our free time. This is, nobody's getting, not for this stuff, nobody's getting paid for or anything. So, but anyways, I pulled those. They'll be available on other platforms sometime, maybe. I don't know. It really just depends. So I'm there. I've got my YouTube, which I'm driving towards other avenues. I've got some wonderful things coming up. I really hope 2020 really takes off. Thank you all so much for sticking with me. 2019 has been a very hard year for me. I made a lot of life choices to take care of me, and because of such, I had a lot of depression and a lot of anxiety and a lot of bouts of doing less content creation in order to give myself a break. And just self-care is very important, and so that's what I was doing. And then once I got things figured out, right now it's kind of a rat race for me, so I have less time than I did before to create content. And you all know that I have huge standards for the content I put out, so I refuse to put out anything subpar just to get things out. But I hope to work on all this soon. And to get better at it and to really find my groove in 2020. And I think I am going to surprise some of you. And I think that I know I'm going to love all the things I have coming your way. I hope you guys do too. Thank you so, so, so much for all your letters and your comments. They really have meant a lot to me. And I really just hope that I can be the voice that you guys have said that I am, and really live up to all the kindness and the expectations you guys have of me. That said, keep an eye out. If you aren't subscribed to the subreddit, please do so. You can also find me on Twitter. Like I said, I'm on YouTube. I have my subreddit. I have this username, follow something, because news is going to hit there. I also have a Discord server, and I also am in there daily. So, definitely if you're into Discord, think about joining up there, because I will post news and talk about things there usually before anywhere else. Because I love my server, I call them my Wii server babs. And, so yeah, I just, that's usually where I put things first. So anyways, thank you guys so much. This is my AMA. I think I answered everything. I think the biggest questions I had is she coming back? Hello, I'm back here again. Will I keep producing content? Yes, 100% yes. Even if I didn't come back to Reddit, I would. I'm just sorry for those that are going to get lost in the shuffle and mixed. So if you hear anybody say, oh, I'm so sad Ruthie's gone, you can actually tell them, oh, hey, she's actually here still. This is her name now. Or her subreddit has never changed. Because I feel horrible for people that have lost me. And stuff like that. A lot of people, some people were really worried about it. They thought I was going to nuke everything and get rid of Soundgasm, but Soundgasm will always be up. And what else? I think that's all I can think of, darlings. If you have any more questions, please feel free to comment on this post. Let me know what's on your mind. If you have any issues, problems, I'm always open to hearing them. This is ultimately Ruthie Land, and I make the law here on this subreddit and with my username, but I do a lot of what I do because of you guys. So if there's a problem or an issue, I'd like to know about it, or feel free to tell me. I'm never obligated to do anything you ask me to do, but I usually try to make people pretty happy or at least hear them out. So thank you again. You guys are wonderful. I hope you guys had wonderful holidays. You have a very safe New Year's Eve. You're darling to me. And yep, we'll be talking soon. Mwah.